Looking for the top dogs, the Greyhound Form Express.
Yeah, time to talk greyhounds with George Ferrugia on this Sunday morning. Welcome to the show, George. It's been a busy weekend in greyhound racing.
Yeah, good morning, Matty. It certainly has. We had a group race at Albion Park on Thursday night where we had two Victorians go over there and they finished first and second, namely Mapunga Isla, who finished on top. It was a terrific victory. Look, I had my doubts on how she was going to go from a wide draw. If you recall, we discussed it on Off the Leash, Matt, and she just jumped straight to the front and proved her class, and it was a terrific win for trainer Adam Richardson and owner Barry Smith. She's been a tremendous greyhound. She jumped onto the she started her career, in really fine fashion, taking out the Geelong Oaks. She had a layoff with a serious injury and has come back better than ever over as a middle-distance chaser. So well done to Connections there, and the Vicks certainly got the job done. And then we had heats of the Warragul Cup on Friday night. And to say that old Gareth Hall's going to walk in with a bit of swagger tomorrow, Matt, is probably an understatement.
It's good timing, wasn't it, Georgie?
Oh, mate, he couldn't have timed it any better. But a really good training performance by Team Dahlia. This greyhound was really sore after the Melbourne Cup. He finished last after nearly falling. To come out and break a pretty long-standing track record in 25-19, breaking it, smashing it, really, is just incredible. He's come up with box six in the final. He's $1.75, Matt, to take it out. The greyhound he was against in the race, Aeroplane Eric, was a terrific run as well. He's at $5. Catch the Thief, we all know his exploits at $6. And probably the other run of the series was Equalizer. Jumped last, hit towards the fence, was making terrific ground, got held up again, and then went around him and still won in around 25-49. So, about five or six lengths off Shimmer Shine, but it cost him at the start and also getting held up as well. That was a terrific win by a greyhound going places, but it's hard to go past Shimmer Shine, especially if he can jump cleanly. That's next Saturday night. And as we said, $1.75 favourite for Shimmer Shine.
And we were very keen to see Simon Told-Hallin in action in the heats of the Warragul Cup, George, but it just wasn't to be for the superstar on Friday night.
Yeah, look, he tried to get across and a greyhound kept sort of veering off on him. Certainly wasn't chasing with great commitment, the greyhound near him, and it clearly cost him the race. But well done to the likes of Dream Wizard, who I think won that race as well. Amarillo Highway was another one in those heats. So, yeah, look, it doesn't always pan out. He's had a terrific career. He's getting closer to that million-dollar mark. I think he's up to about $915,000. He's not done yet. But, he hasn't had much luck of late.
So we'll definitely see him again. They won't pull up stumps early, you don't think?
Without working the inside info, I think they'll probably keep going with the greyhound. I think his stud career is assured in a sense that he's going to get plenty of females when he does go there. They might decide to pull the pin after the Australian Cup. That's just at a guess of mine. They might keep going. The greyhound is still not 3 years of age, Matt, so he's certainly got age on his side.
And Webleck Hayes broke the track record there over the 650 at Warrnambool last night as well, George.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're getting into a time of year where the tracks are really nice. And well, it's not just the actually having a nice hot day. It's also the still conditions, Matt. If you can get a really balmy night, greyhounds can really fly over that loam. And look, Webleck Hayes was brilliant in that race last night. He broke the track record by a fair bit. And yeah, look, it's well done to that breed. It's been a terrific breed for a long time. There was some good dogs in that race as well. And he just went brilliantly. Burntime ran second. Zipping Ticket ran third. And Christo Bale was in the race. He started $1.80 favourite. Webleck Hayes was $47.90. I don't think you've seen too many track records at the start of that price,
no,
for sure.
That's extraordinary. Like we said, there's plenty happening in the world of greyhound racing, so we'll be across all of that on Off the Leash this week. And you mentioned that Gareth Hall will return, so he'll be very excited off the back of Shimmer Shine's performance there at Warragul on Friday, George. But we need a backer winner today at Sandown. It's a terrific program there. There's 10 races on that program. The first leg of the quaddy is race number 5. It's over the 5.15, and the favourite is the 1 Pure Quality. The 8 Carry On Angel is at $2.80, and the 6 Desire De Vere is at $4.60. Do you like the odds on Pop here in the first leg of the quaddy, George?
Yeah, my numbers are 8, 1 and 6, mate. I think all those three that you mentioned in the market are the three that we're keen on here. I'm number 8, Carry On Angel. Look, she's a very fast greyhound. She's run 29.51 at Sandown. look, she's got to contend with a wide draw. I get that. But the last time she had box eight here at Sandown, she was beaten a length and a half behind Super Zoom Jake in very, very fast time. I think she's good enough. He's good enough early, and he can get the job done here. Number one is the clear danger of pure quality based on its ability. It's a very, very fast greyhound, but it's not that quick early. So I just think if the pink can lead it, it might lead all the way. And we'll throw in Desiree Devere, number six as well, whose wins at Bendigo were very good. She's got a touch of class, this greyhound. She has won here in good time. 8 to beat 1 and 6 in race 5.
All right, 8 to beat 1 and 6 in the first leg of the quaddie. The second leg of the quaddie at Sandown is over the 5.15 as well. Take out numbers 3, 5 and 8. The favourite is the 1, Fernando Bluey, at $1.45. The 6, Keenando, is at $3.10. And the 4, Utah Express, at $5. Are you with the short price favourite here, Georgie?
Yeah, look, he picket fenced until he got defeated by Keenando, who he takes on again today. But I think off the red, he's going to be incredibly hard to beat. His win at Sandown in 29-23 two starts ago was outstanding. And the key to him is that he can break 5.10 to the marker each and every occasion, which means that it's going to be very, very hard to cross him and lead here. So I've got him clearly on top, Fernando Bluey. Only bad luck would beat him. If you're going to take a couple of exotics, throw in the 4 and 6 for your Quins or your tries, but number 1 out in race 6.
All right, we're taking the 1 out in race number 6. Race number 7, the favourite here is the 3, Tinker Craig, at $2.30. The 2, Capra, is $2.40, and the 1, Hugo, is $4.80. The 3 and the 2 fighting for favouritism here, George.
Yeah, my numbers are 3, 1 and 2. I've gone Tinker Craig on top. Look, I think if he brings his A game, he'll be incredibly hard to beat. He's got a better record from wide draws. He's won off 5, 6, 7 and 8. Not so much from inside, but look, as I said, if he can just begin cleanly, which we know he can, he'd be very, very hard to beat. His last win in town came in 29.88 at the Meadows, which is very fast. Of the others, Hugo, he's only starting off his career. He's had the 7 starts. He's won 4 of them, and he's been impressive provincially. He's having his second start at Sandown after running 7th last week. And Capra looking for a hat-trick of wins after his very impressive effort last start in good hands with Rob Britton as well. So 3 to beat 1 and 2 in race 7.
3 to beat 1 and 2. Last leg of the quarter is race number 8. The favourite here is the 3, Fernando Caz, at $1.40 as well. The 1, Son of Indy, at $7. And the 4, Disco Wright, at $7.50. George, Fernando Caz from box number 3 looking for 3 straight wins.
Absolutely flying at the moment, this greyhound. 33.89 at Sandown, then backed it up with a 34.04 at the Meadows. They simply don't go any quicker. Their times that would win your Group 1 races over this distance, so there's no doubt about it. And the key to both of those wins for her is that she's got out and went. And she's a pretty safe beginner, and if she can do that again. Look, I know this quaddie is going to be pretty lean, but I think Fernando Caz will be very hard to beat. One at odds, probably number 6 not happening, would be the other one. So 3 to beat 6 in the last leg of the quad.
And anything else outside of the quaddie legs that you like today at Sandown, George?
I do, mate. Just after the quaddie, race 9, number 1, Perfect Colour. I know a greyhound in the race, Soda Girl, will start favourite after her unbelievable win at Bendigo last start. But Perfect Colour has had 3 starts for 3 wins off box 1, and they've come in very fast time too, a 23.70 odd at Bendigo and 28.14 over the 500 at Bendigo. And both of them came off box 1, drawn perfectly, and I'm happy to take out the favourite on here. Race 9, number 1.
Beautiful. Georgie, have you got quaddie numbers as well for me there at Sandown?
Absolutely. 1, 6 and 8 into 1 and 6 into 1, 2 and 3 into 3 and 6 to bring us home. Good luck to everyone. And as we said, we'll talk more about the lead up to the Warrigal Cup on Tuesday.
Certainly will. Good luck, Georgie. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, mate.